A Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media Station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like.
You can tell me what to do.
AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Let's have some fun. If you missed the first hour, all available at podcastarena.com. We are out here at Nick's place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. And if you're just getting in your car, you're just leaving work, you need to be here. And Nick's doing a nice thing for the people. He's opening up at 7 o'clock on a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you can come get your soccer on.
There you go.
So if you're a soccer person or you just want to come and drink and watch soccer, and pretend like you're a soccer person, it's a great place to do it. There's no better place than Nick's place. And people, because that's what he does.
That's right.
And if you aren't familiar with Nick's place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, it's real easy to find, just off Westheimer, in between Tanglewild and, say, Fondren. Very easy to find. So really good food here, too. I mean, they don't mess around. This isn't bar food. This is a real nice Italian restaurant going on in here. But it's a sports bar.
Yeah.
It was number one on my list of places to watch Rockets playoff games that posted on Culture Map.
Nice.
So that ought to tell you what I think of the place. So just happy to be back. Boy, a lot of people, asking about us beefing with everybody. I just want to make it clear, we were just having fun.
Yeah, it's just goofs.
John said if Dan Rudiger would have accepted that he wasn't good enough, we wouldn't have Rudy.
That's true.
Rudy wasn't good enough.
you know, remember Dan Rudiger's NFL career?
Yeah. he just happened to get on the field, and it was a cute story, but what did he do after that?
Yeah, he just wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
And I saw Dana White come into the defense of CM Punk and, like, oh, I hear a lot of people dogging him. How many of you guys are willing to go in there and actually do this? And it's like, dude, he got paid $500,000.
I'll do that.
To go get beat up for 15 minutes?
Yeah.
I'll let Mike Jackson punch me up for 15 minutes for $500,000. Trust me. Mike, let's set this up. 15 minutes, get me that $500,000. That's the part he conveniently leaves out when he's saying, you're not willing to do this. Well, yeah, I am. Absolutely, I am.
Unfortunately, I think more people would watch him than you. Because of what
breaks.
He is. And we haven't really talked about this. Them signing Greg Hardy, and I know you have some thoughts on it. I'd kind of like to know him, actually, because it does seem like a complete about face from things that Dana said in the past.
Yeah, Dana's like, you do have some audio from him?
No matter what happens to this guy can become, you know, Mother Teresa and start healing the sick and doing all kinds of things. This is how he's always going to be looked at. What I respect about the guy is did something really bad and horrible. He went through everything you need to go through after you do something disgusting like that. Then he hit rock bottom, picked himself back up, started to work his way up and become not only a better human being, but a better athlete. You know, he's everything that I see in the guy, he's changed.
Okay. First of all, can we agree that if Greg Hardy hadn't played in the NFL and he was convicted.
Right.
And the only reason he ended up not going to jail is because the chick refused to cooperate at the end. But he, like, went through the process. He was arrested and charged. And I mean, it happened. And, yeah, I don't think if he didn't play for the Cowboys that Dana White would be so quick to bring him on board.
It does seem to me like they're defending CM Punk, bringing in this guy. They're really trying hard to find something.
Yeah.
You know, they're willing to gamble with almost anything if it's got a name. And I don't know that Greg Hardy's going to be a great big draw. But I guess we'll see.
People will pay to watch it, I'm sure.
Yeah. I just wonder if the whole thing's not becoming a little too WWE and less about fighting.
Yeah.
But if that sells tickets, that's all they care about. And at some point, how long does Dana stay with this? I mean, he got paid a ton of money to sell it.
Well, here's a quote from Dana White in 2014. There's one thing that you never bounce back from, and that's putting your hands on a woman. Well,
I kind of bounce back, apparently.
Four years, that changes your mind.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're trying to get the new owners the return on the investment that they expect, and this is a way to do it. But, yeah, the World Cup recap is just posted to SportsMap. Somebody was tweeting earlier that every time I say SportsMap, people take a shot. And I hope, well, you're going to, that I'm a drinking game now. So I'm just going to tell you, once an hour, you're going to hear me talk about the website.
Right.
There's a little liner that talks about the website. But if you're going to take a drink every time I mention that we're on both 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1, you're going to be dead. So I don't recommend playing that game. I don't recommend saying, oh, he just said they're on SportsMap 94.1, shot. And in the last 2 minutes, if you had just played that game, you would also be dead.
Here's a quote from 2014 about Will Chope. And I don't know if you probably don't remember Will Chope, but if you're like a hardcore fight fan, Will Chope had fought in the UFC once already. He was about to make his second appearance in the UFC. He was fighting a guy named Diego Brandão. And Will Chope had been in the Air Force before. And he'd gotten discharged from the Air Force in 2009 for hitting his wife. Well, when they found out about it, this is what the UFC had to say. Tonight's featherweight bout between Will Chope and Diego Brandão has been canceled after UFC officials were made aware of Chope's previous military conviction. The UFC does not condone behavior of this nature whatsoever, and Chope has been released from his contract. It seemed like back then it was no nonsense, but Joe Blow doesn't know who Will Chope is. This is a guy who was already in the UFC under contract and fighting, and they sent him packing for something he'd done 5 years ago. And wouldn't you say that he got kicked out of the military? Wouldn't you say that everything that was supposed to happen to him happened? He got punished?
Yep.
Greg Hardy never went to jail. Should have. Never did. Because conveniently, the woman that he beat up suddenly decided, well, I'll just take this payout instead. Yeah. I think it's a scummy look, but that's business, I guess.
Yeah, and sometimes. And again, I wonder how much is changing ownership. I mean, I know Dana's still running it, but maybe they're a little more willing to take chances having paid however many billions it was for it.
Yeah.
So. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, and I'm going to tell you about something that's very easy, and it's something you need, and it's going to take away the fact that you ever have to think about getting another air conditioning filter. Guys, if you have a home, and I don't change them enough, at least I used to not change them enough when it comes to my air filters, because you don't think about that. You don't really notice it until maybe it's a little warmer in here than it should be, and this time of year, you don't want that, right? Well, Filter Easy is a super convenient subscription service. They make it impossible to forget to change your air filters. Filters arrive at your front door when you need to change them. It's that simple. And I'm telling you, they showed up on my front door. I've got the new ones up. And when those things when they run out, I'm going to get new ones because they've got me all set up. And they recommend you change your home air filters every 1 to 3 months. And if you have pets, and most of us have pets, should probably change the filters every month. Filter Easy is a convenient subscription service for something you need versus most other subscription boxes. We get all kinds of boxes that we don't need. It's super practical. It's a no-brainer solution, and that's why I use Filter Easy. That's why I have the subscription. And for Blitzers, guess what? You can receive your first order free by visiting FilterEasy.com or by calling 1-855-910-3279. 1-855-910-3279. That's 1-855-910-EASY. Make sure you use offer code FRED. Sign up today at FilterEasy.com to get your first order free. That's FilterEasy.com or call 1-855-910-3279. Make sure you use offer code FRED.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
There's a lot of energy providers out there, guys, and there's always different offers. They're going to say, oh, we'll give you free weekends. How about free days? First week of the month is free. How about that? How about a cash bonus? List goes on and on and on and on, and you may, because those things sound good up front, you may have fallen for one of those offers. Then months later, you find out, wait a minute, now I'm paying a higher rate on my bill, and there's some additional fees here. What's going on? You know what? You know where you won't deal with that? Triangle Energy. Triangle keeps it simple. The rate that you see, that's the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest company. Electricity rates are going up, guys. They're going to keep going up until August. So jump on it now. If it's time to renew, now's the time to look into Triangle Energy and see if they can help you out. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Nick's place. Ray Ray has stumbled in,
yes,
which is always good. So come on out if you're just getting off work. We, of course, will be here until 7. And if you're going to get your soccer on this weekend, they'll be open at 7 a.m. And
if you want to see what's going on at Shinnecock.
Yeah.
Why did you get awkward when
I mean, to each his own.
Is it Shinna or Shinny?
I don't know, actually. I know it's
Cock. Shinnecock or Shinnecock? How do you say that?
Well, I don't know because I don't actually know what the... How shall I put this? I don't know what the disease is. So
no, the golf course on Long Island.
Oh, okay, yeah.
John, do you know if it's Shinnecock or Shinnecock?
No idea.
Could be shiny.
Shiny would make the most sense.
Yeah. I should have an arrows reaching off of that.
Hey, can I? Do you want to get away from sports here for a brief moment?
I would love to get away from sports.
I've got my favorite non-sports story, my favorite Florida man story of the week, and maybe my favorite Florida man story in some time.
Okay.
You have gone through divorce.
Yes.
Was it always amicable? Was everything like really smooth and easy going between you and the exes?
No.
No. Did sometimes you guys argue about who was going to get what stuff or money?
A little bit.
Okay. Would you say that's common in divorce?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I tried to be amicable about it.
But she didn't want to have that.
Nope.
Now, did you ever own something that she was trying to sell on eBay?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well... that happened in this situation where A man was going through a divorce, and he found out that his soon-to-be ex-wife was trying to sell his AC unit. You know, in Florida, everybody's got, like, window units.
Right.
She was trying to sell that window unit on Craigslist. Actually, on Facebook.
Okay.
I want to get the story right.
Yeah.
Facebook
more legitimate than Craigslist.
Okay. Well, the estranged husband went to her home with his brother to pick up the AC unit because he said that was mine. It was his apparently before they even got married. So when they go to pick it up, she sits on top of the unit to prevent them from taking it. They unhooked it, and then she just sat there.
Did she turn it on? Because that would have been...
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think... They had unhooked it already.
Okay.
When the ex-husband approached, he tried to remove her from the AC unit. But the woman, her 35-year-old Kimberly Dunn, that's her right there, she produced a pink stun gun.
She looks like somebody who would carry a pink stun gun.
She attempted to electrocute him.
Okay.
She failed at that because he punched her in the head. He punched her in the head, and she dropped both a pink stun gun and a handgun. She then reportedly got up off the ground and shot him in the testicles with her handgun. That's top five worst places to get shot, right?
Yeah. And
would you go kneecap or testicles?
This is with a stun gun or with a real
with
gun?
With a handgun.
With a handgun, I would say, I'd rather get shot in the kneecap.
Okay. Like, what about testicles or abdomen?
Abdomen, because I can live with a messed up kneecap.
Okay.
I can live with an abdomen. I cannot live without.
Would you rather get shot in your berries or your twig?
Oof. Berries, I guess.
God. I mean,
I don't want to get shot in any of those.
They kind of go hand in
really
hand.
Maybe. I don't know about your hands, but I don't want to get shot in either one. Just.
Well, because this is Florida, it's not where the story ended.
Of course not.
The brother.
I want to know what happened to his boys.
The husband's brother then tackled the woman, choked her until she was unconscious. She blacked out. Then the ex-husband picked up the gun after the shooting and brought it with him to the hospital. Dunn was arrested the same day, taken to Columbia County Jail without incident. She told deputies that she didn't mean to shoot him and was only trying to scare him. And then, this is where she and I have something in common. She failed to show up for her court date.
Oh no! Was she able to drop off $20?
Because this is a felony.
Oh, maybe she dropped off the gun.
An expired registration is a misdemeanor. Shooting your ex-husband in the balls, felony. That's a felonious act.
He had it coming.
You think so? Come on. Your team shooter, huh?
She's available.
It's never coming again, I'll tell you that much.
That's true. Over
an air conditioning unit. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you dare try. I mean, it's the summertime. How dare you unhook my AC? I feel like I might shoot somebody if they come to my house and unhook my AC.
Oh, man. Oh. I'm not transitioning into this off of that. I'm gonna do something different because... You know, you can't.
It's way better to get shot in the testicles than the sausage.
Right.
But if you're going to have any sausage.
Well, actually, if your sausage gets shot off, at least this is a good replacement for
that's
you.
That's right. Party time sausage.
Exactly. Zumo's party time sausage. Guys, this stuff is fantastic. If you haven't tried it yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Everybody over in the Golden Triangle knows all about them. They've been family owned and operated since 1908, based in Beaumont. And let me tell you, Ryan and the family there, they make fantastic boudin. They make fantastic party time sausage. And you can use it if you're going to be grilling this weekend, if you're going to have people over, if you just want a meal. We like to use the Party Time sausage for breakfast. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do with this. Now, that Party Time sausage recipe has been passed down from generation to generation, made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly smoked for 4 hours, so you get a truly genuine Southern taste. And you've heard me talk about the boudin. I've had hit and miss boudin, and if you've had bad boudin, it kind of turns you off. Tell you, Zumo's, this is great boudin, and I love it. It's my favorite boudin that I've ever had. So go by. You can pick them up at HEB. You can go by the Kroger. You can go by your Fiesta. Make sure that that's what you get when you go to the store. Z-U-M-M-O-S. Z-U-M-M-O-S. Zumo's. Check them out today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and you know what that music means. Time for the gambling guru of the universe, our good friend R.J. Bell. Follow him on Twitter at R.J. in Vegas. And RJ, how you feeling this week? You still a little under the weather?
You know, it's funny. I've always heard about these flus that last longer than the week. Well, I've got one. I experienced. Now I'm coming back. I'm coming on the way back, as George Costanza would say.
All right, so it's just a flu, though. It's not like leprosy or bubonic plague or anything like that.
Nope.
Good.
Or chlamydia. Let's get that straight. I don't want rumors going out there about you, RJ.
I'm a married man, AJ.
I know. But you know how the internet is. They'll run with something. I don't want you to have to file a lawsuit against somebody and get after them, spreading false news.
I do protect my brand. That is true. You should keep that in mind.
And your penis.
You should keep that in mind.
Hey, I thought we were all the same team here. What the hell?
Well, me and you,
not
Brent.
Dead
AJ.
Spin. Come on.
AJ, come on.
Me, I'm an outsider.
So, hey, RJ, World Series of Poker underway. How much are you paying attention to what's going on? And I was kind of surprised. I didn't find out until after he'd actually made it that was Dole Brunson playing in his last tournament.
Yeah, you know, in hindsight now, Doyle's saying, you know, this kind of got taken out of contact, so... But he did say this could be his last tournament. And two, draw low ball is kind of a poker player's poker game. And the old school guys love it. It's hard to chase. You know, usually the old school guys love the games with less luck. And draw low ball, 2-7, deuce to seven certainly does have less luck. He ended up making the final table. So, you know, Doyle is in his 80s and he was talking about saying, listen, my wife's health isn't great. And, you know, I feel guilty every time I go play, which you think about it, it shows you how, you know, age changes things. Because you think about a poker player, it's weeks on the road and, you know, family secondary. But, you know, Doyle, as he's getting to the last stage, 5th Street or 7th Street, as they say, is it seems like thinking differently. And hey, I would suggest those that are fans of poker or fans of you know, big time gambling, reading a little bit of his comments, I think puts a little perspective on, you know, how different it is at 25 than it is at 85.
RJ, I've always wondered, besides Hold'em, what's your favorite game to play poker wise
well, when I started playing pre-Vegas, I played for years and years in a weekly game and was making pretty good money at it. I used to love low ball. It would be ace to five, but draw low ball because position means so much. This is a great tip in dealer's choice games. Is if it's a dealer's choice game, you want to play a game when you deal in which the dealer has a big advantage. So Hold'em's an example of that, right? But seven card stud, dealer has no advantage, right? High card plays. So with draw low ball, it was a game that people were not familiar with, which I always like that. and it was a game that there was a huge dealer advantage. So we used to call it the road game. If you went and played somewhere where you weren't dealer's choice that you weren't as familiar with, that was your game you default to. So for me, it was ace to five low ball.
So I always like seven card stud. And when I first started going to Vegas, you could still find those games all over the place. And then once Hold'em took everything over, I guess it's all Hold'em at Omaha now. I haven't seen a seven card stud game in Vegas in years. Is there any place that still does it?
Yeah, Bellagio has a bunch of limit stud. You know, you can play, I think it's 8-16, and then there's 15-30, and then you can play 30-60. So there's some a decent amount of stud, but Bellagio is pretty much the only place.
So how's the legalization going? We now have Delaware online. We now have New Jersey online. Are there any early numbers yet as to how much action they're doing? And I guess there's not a ton of stuff right now that people would be betting on, but how has that gone so far?
You know, I'm excited at the pace. You know, and to me, though, this idea of, you know, oh, this is the first bet and this is the first cash, and I haven't done a lot of that or any of that on Twitter because I think it's like, okay, we know it's happening and we're excited about it, but let's see it happen. But I'm encouraged not only because the pace seems to be without delay, but the media seems very interested, which, you know, the more media attention you get, I think it's a sign of interest. So nothing that's impressed me too much, but nothing that's any sense of disappointment either.
How many states will be online when football season starts if you had to put an over or under number on it?
5.5. No account in Nevada.
Okay. Right. You guys are outside the law there, so we shouldn't count them. I want to ask about the – sorry, go ahead.
Well, real quick, great Dylan quote. He said, to live outside the law, you must be honest. Think about that, Frank.
Interesting. looking at these 2019 NBA title odds, are they pretty much assuming there's no way LeBron goes back to Cleveland since they're sitting at 30-1?
You're right.
That's the only way that Cleveland would be 30-1.
Right.
Yeah, you look at it two different ways here. One is you can actually bet where LeBron goes. So that's one market that's addressing LeBron's future. But then you also can bet next year's title odds, which are accounting for where LeBron might go. So there's two ways to get at it. But the fact that the Cavs are 30-1 to win the title tells you, one, not a great chance LeBron goes back there. But number two, it tells you even if he does, with the contract situation, it just seems very difficult for that to be a competitive team. So pessimism, him going back to Cleveland. But if you just look at Cleveland by itself, it's 5-1 him going back. But it's 30-1 for the Cavs to win the title.
You know, as I look through these numbers, and most of them are fairly reasonable, like kind of what you'd expect based on what happened this year. The Warriors, the Rockets, Philly, Boston. And then you get to the Lakers at 16-1. And a team that didn't make the playoffs, hadn't made the playoffs in 5 years, that is all obviously on speculation that LeBron could end up there, right?
Exactly. And if anything, these odds are a day old or so. I've seen the Lakers in the 8-1 range at different spots because now you've got the favorite, the clear favorite right now to land LeBron is the Lakers. And in fact, they're -150, and the second favorite is +450. The 76ers. So it's not even close. Rockets 8-1, Cavs 5-1, as I said, and no other team in single digits. And then you look at where Kawhi's going to play. Lakers are now favored there too. So imagine, now they're going to have to give up somebody, but imagine it's LeBron, Kawhi, and then a couple of the players they've got now. Maybe they trade two good guys in a pick. Boy, that's a pretty good team.
Well, there's also, I mean, they could also bring in Chris Paul. They could also bring in Paul George. There's a lot of options out there. And, yeah, if you've got to give up, you know, Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma to get Kawhi Leonard, I'll do that every single day. And or Brandon Ingram or whoever they've got to give up, I don't think they're going to hesitate.
Yeah, I agree. But the question is, what do they have to give up? Because what power do the Spurs really have? Obviously, they got his contract for one more year, but he'll sit out a year, it seems. So I would think Ingram's one they'd want to keep. Because I'm hearing people talk about Ingram as one of the – I mean, let me ask you, AJ. You've got strong NBA opinions. Players 5 years or less than 5 years in the league, is Ingram top 10?
Man, he's had some really good flashes. I'd say he's in that conversation, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think you necessarily give up that guy and a draft choice and another good guy, Kuzman or whatever. So, but you're right. I think Ball, I mean, from what I see, LeBron wants it to be the LeBron show. And with the Balls in town, it's kind of hard for them not to want attention. So my sense is you get rid of Ball, get rid of one other except for Ingram, get rid of one pick. That's about as well as the Spurs are going to do.
RJ, you send these numbers a lot of times, and I think it bears repeating about, you know, how much the Nevada casinos win on certain things. And you talk about for every dollar they win on sports betting, $17 on penny slot machines and $22 on bigger slot machines. Why do people keep playing these things? I mean, your odds of winning are so ridiculous, and yet they just people just sit there and crank and crank and crank.
It was like me and the Belmont on Saturday.
Oh, God. Freaking Gronkowski. Where the hell did he come from?
I
would have come out of that okay if that knucklehead doesn't show up.
We've got to destroy the tape of that podcast.
I did. Hey, I'm going to point out that I've been beating myself up all week for losing, and I've been on a pretty bad losing streak at everything. But one thing I did say is if you thought Justify was going to win, then betting him wire to wire was the play. So people who liked him did that. So, you know.
Yeah,
but
I didn't. It was close. I mean, listen, got to give the horse credit, right? I mean, so many things against it, and it's what makes horse racing interesting. And I was at this Sunset Station, just a normal locals casino, and, man, the crowd – a lot of interest. So I know it's only three times a year, but a lot of interest. But here's the thing. And Fred, I think, you know, you're inside enough to miss this. And I really try to look from the outside is most people are betting to have fun. And the only thing you can possibly beat in the world is poker, sports betting. And you could say blackjack, but once you can beat it, it's hard to play. Now, there's some other ways you can be advantage, progressive jackpots, get a certain amount. But in general, 99% of the play, other than poker or sports betting, is negative EV. So penny slots, Wheel of Fortune, craps, what's the difference? To me, I think it's misplaced ego to think, well, I know enough to play the free odds on the craps, and I'm going to reduce my net loss, but you're still net negative. So to me, if you're going to do it for fun, do it for fun. Just know it's fun. I mean, the danger starts when for whatever reason you are losing and you can't stop, you know, you've lost enough, but you can't stop. That's when there's a problem. But to me, if you get a massage or if you go play penny slots, whatever it is you enjoy, what's the difference?
Yeah, and that's the thing from that perspective. And occasionally, like when we're out there, I might sit and play blackjack, and it's just for fun. I know I'm going to lose, so I'm not really
in the long run.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. It's the entertainment value, and I don't mind paying a few bucks for that. Plus, I get free drinks.
I think that's how most people think about it. It's just there's that small group, and you've got it in drug use. You got it in eating. in everything is if you're compulsive in that area, you're going to go till your dad, you know, or till you have a major problem. But, I mean, we don't stop people from buying pizza. And I don't see it being any different than having a Miller Lite or playing a little penny slots.
All right. That's RJ Bell. Well, I'm glad you're on the comeback trail. And hopefully next week you'll be 100% and can start looking ahead to some football. It's not that far away. And hopefully we'll get the pregame line going again this year. I should get some news on that pretty soon. So,
well, that sounds
always
a
pleasure,
awesome.
Sir.
And I'll quote Dylan one more time. You can always come back, but you can't come back all the way.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, so earlier we were talking about the name of the loser who didn't, because we gave out two names in the name game, right?
Right.
So if you were listening and your name is Hunter, you suck at dialing.
Yeah.
So I've been told that.
Who was the other guy? What was the other? What was the name? The one.
Timothy was the winner.
Well, to be fair, there's a lot more Tims than there are Hunters.
I don't know, man. Timothy's kind of an old name.
I know
there's a lot of kids.
Tim.
Yeah, but a lot of people are naming their kids Hunter.
Really?
Maybe they're too young to be listening to the bench.
Maybe so. I don't know.
Yeah, I have several friends with kids named Hunter.
I don't know anybody named Hunter. Thank goodness. I wouldn't like that guy, probably.
Do you not like people?
No.
Hmm. Okay.
Why are you acting like that's new?
Yeah, I'm just surprised. I thought you loved everybody.
No, not really.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show.
So normally we keep RJ to the end of the hour.
Yeah, but we were told he could only do 15 minutes.
So, John, do you want us to keep going to the end of the hour?
We're going
to
keep going to the end of
the hour. Okay, good, because I've got some more stories. I've got another testicle story, and then I've got another story that's – it. If you think a woman who shoots you in the balls is bad, and you think, oh, that's as bad as it could get, this woman's pretty bad, too. So there's a couple really bad women.
Okay.
Do you want the other testicle story or the bad woman story first?
Give me the bad woman story. I'm kind of testicled out right now.
Okay. You would be.
Just like that guy.
Imagine that you are named Eric Abramovitz. Are you picturing this? Close your eyes in your cars while you're driving
and picture this. Don't close your eyes in your car while you're driving.
Picture this.
Now, yeah, great. You caused 11 accidents.
You're a young Canadian.
Oh, geez, no way.
You're a hoser named Eric Abramovitz, and you're really, really good at playing clarinet.
So you never get laid?
No, you do get laid.
Oh, really?
You do get laid by another really probably
male clarinet player.
Hopeless girl.
Oh.
Well, he had received national attention while he was still a teenager for how great he was at playing clarinet. And he wanted to go to Colburn Conservatory in Los Angeles, where he would study under the famed, the famed clarinet teacher, like any of us have ever heard of.
Did you
Yehuda Gilad?
Did you say flamed?
I said flamed and famed.
Okay, just checking.
Yehuda Gilad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's good.
Only two spots open up every year.
All right.
And they're seen as launching pads for elite careers in the clarinet industry.
Okay.
The competition's very fierce. And good news, if your eyes are still closed and you're still Eric Abramovitz, you've made it to the audition phase. Congratulations.
Yeah. If your eyes are still closed and you were driving, you're
right.
Dead now and AJ is responsible, and sue him, not me.
But now imagine.
I told you to keep your eyes open.
Now imagine you open your email and you see that you've been rejected. You're a loser. They don't want you to study under the great Yehuda Gilad. You're not good enough to be Yehuda's apprentice. Honestly, do you think Yehuda is a male or female name?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's one of those, it's like Terry.
He said, I was really bummed out. I went through some really dark, sad, angry days. His girlfriend at the time, Jennifer Lee, who was also a musician at McGill University.
Jennifer Jason Lee?
Nope, this is just Jennifer Lee, like with L-E-E, not L-E-I-G-H.
Oh, okay, so like a relative of Jong's.
Yes, this is Jong's cousin, Jennifer. She consoled him, but Turns out that he actually did make it into Yehuda Gilad's class. He was accepted. He made the fatal error that many men make of giving your girlfriend access to your email.
Ooh.
So she saw this email saying, hey, you've been accepted. Congratulations. We're going to welcome you here in Los Angeles. You're going to learn from the great Yehuda. And she said, wait a minute. I'm not that good at clarinet. I don't want my boyfriend to move from Montreal to L.A. So she said she wrote an email back to the school under his name saying, I won't be able to attend because I will be elsewhere next year.
Ooh. Okay, I think in Canada, you probably can't do that. In Texas, you're allowed to shoot her for that.
Well, guess what it cost her? $260,000 he won in a lawsuit against her.
Good job.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that like is going to make up. He could have been the next Kenny G or the next Yehuda Gilad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, $260K is not a bad deal. Okay,
but
for like, okay, you didn't get to go to clarinet school.
Yeah.
Here's $260K. Like, I'll take that deal.
Yeah. You know what? If you want to pay me $260,000 right now to not go to clarinet school, I'm in.
You give me a quarter million now, I'll never pick up a clarinet in my life again.
You know what? I'll take it a step farther. Not only will I not play a clarinet, I won't touch an oboe.
Okay. What about a bassoon?
Nope. Nope, won't touch that either.
What about a guitar?
Okay, that's a little different.
Not me. $260,000, I don't play music anymore. I just listen. I'm a listener. So whatever you I'll never touch an instrument again for $260K.
Okay, so who out there has $260K that they want to pay you to never touch an instrument again?
Nobody. That's why I need my wife to get me kicked out of clarinet college.
Ah.
Can sue her ass.
Good plan. Good plan.
Yeah, that's not good girlfriending,
by the
way.
So the school didn't give him another chance?
He didn't find out until 2 years later.
Oh. Wow.
2 years. So she lived a lie.
So how did? What did she do? Did she send a rejection thing for him?
Yes.
Ah.
You want the other testicle story now?
Yeah, what the hell? I don't know what's worse. At least he got money for this one. The other guy got his thing shot off.
That's right.
Yeah. You know.
Well, this 32-year-old man, also from Florida, apparently testicular injuries are running rampant in Florida this week. A 32-year-old man was arrested after screaming at his neighbors and threatening to kill them with a gun because his testicles were hurting.
Well,
how close are you with your neighbors?
Pretty close.
If you had sore testicles, would you threaten to kill them because of it?
No, because they had nothing to do with it.
What if you asked to use their phone and they said no?
My neighbors would not say no, though.
Well, that's but okay. Now let's, again, close your eyes and imagine.
Don't close your eyes driving.
That you're super.
Stop that.
You're super high on drugs and sweating and angry.
What drugs? It's meth in there?
It's Florida. It's methamphetamine.
Okay.
Almost assuredly.
Okay.
So you're high on methamphetamines. You're sweaty. You're shirtless. And you're asking to use their phone. What do you think they say?
Probably no.
They shut the door, right?
Yeah, or they ask if they can have some of the meth.
Then do you threaten to kill them with a gun?
No, probably wouldn't.
Even if you were on meth?
Meth and bad testicles, that's not a good combination.
It's hard to say.
Having been through a very painful testicle experience, I could understand if he were that upset.
He said that he thought he had parasites from swimming in the creek.
Okay.
Which is, that's not comfortable, apparently. An officer asked him what happened back at Cook Road where he lived, and he said he was yelling and cursing because his testicles were hurting. He said he was trying to use his neighbor's phones, but they wouldn't let him. He was, quote, apologetic for cursing and screaming, according to the report. Police found his phone crushed in the middle of the road from where he'd apparently thrown it down earlier. But he was arrested, unfortunately. No word yet on the state of his berries.
Well, I'm pretty sure when he came.
What's "poof" mean?
I don't know what to make of it. I'm pretty sure when he got off the meth, he was fine.
Maybe so.
Would be my guess.
Don't swim in creeks.
Well, Really? You don't want to swim in creeks?
No.
Don't swim in creeks and do meth. I think that's what it comes down to, is don't do meth. Right?
Excuse me. Yeah, don't do meth either.
Somebody said it was $375,000, the guy, but it was $375 Canadian.
Yeah, $265 American dollars.
Yeah, real money.
Yeah.
Real money. Dude, that's not funny about the Canadian dollar right now. It's costing me some money. But I did invest in something. Well, we are going to invest in something new in Canada.
Testicular parasites?
No, we're investing in the largest, what's soon to be legal weed company.
Oh, good for you.
In Canada, yeah, we're going to put some money into that.
Look at you, you old pothead son of a gun.
Well, you know, I just kind of feel like that would be a good investment, because since it's about to be legal throughout the country and federally done. So I feel like, knowing Canadians as I do, that those shares will be worth quite a bit in a few years.
Jong, you want me to tell you about Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram? Good, because it's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop at Gulfgate. Save more during the Jeep Celebration event. It's going on now at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Gulfgate is your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. That's right, they're open up on Sundays. You lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4-door for only $249 a month. And if you need a lift, guess what? You got it for free. For a limited time, get a free lift kit with every purchase of any new Jeep Wrangler. Find savings all over the lot. How about a 2018 Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab for only $27,195? And when you purchase any new Ram, ding, 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 free lift kit. You're always getting the free lift kit. How about that? Gulfgate's got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Hurry out to Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Jeep Celebration event. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway. Always online at GulfgateDodge.com. Jeep Wrangler Sport, $249 a month for 26 months, $39.95 due at signing, plus TT&L. Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab, must apply for all rebates. Not everyone will qualify. Price plus TT&L. See dealer for details. Lift kit installation extra. Offers expire 7/2/18.